Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, May 24th, 2018. This week, we at Berlin Briefing are celebrating our first birthday, and we want to celebrate with you. Send us a message with your mailing address via Facebook, Twitter, or to berlinbriefing@gmail.com, and we'll send you stickers for you to help us get the Berlin Briefing word out. The Red-Red-Green government coalition is arguing about last weekend's house occupations in Neukölln and Kreuzberg. There are different views whether the motives of the occupiers are understandable and whether the eviction by the police was justified. Building Senator Katrin Lomscher from the Left Party expressed understanding for the activists. She said that the incident shows how it is becoming increasingly difficult for people with low incomes to find a flat in large cities like Berlin. Against this background, the occupiers' motives for sending out a clear political signal are understandable. The mayor of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Monika Herrmann of the Green Party, expressed incomprehension about the eviction of the house in Neukölln. She told the newspaper Die Welt that the, quote, evacuation of an urban house is politically wrong, and added that the government could have sent out a signal that Berlin is resisting the sellout of the city and is therefore trying out new models. Senator for Internal Affairs Andreas Geisel of the SPD, however, rejected this criticism. The, quote, Berlin directive dictates to end squatting within 24 hours. Talks had been fruitless, and he fully supports the deployment of the police. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, made it clear that squatting is not an effective instrument, as it violates law and order, which the authorities cannot let happen. He also added that Berlin is aware of political conflicts, the shortage of affordable housing, and the fear of rising rents. These would be real concerns of the people, and to articulate them was legitimate, but that would not justify the occupations. The opposition also expressed that squatting is a criminal offense. Christian Graf, spokesman for housing policy of the Berlin CDU faction, condemned squatting as an unacceptable breach of the law. FDP faction leader Sebastian Zaya accused the occupiers of, quote, antisocial behavior. In the context of last weekend's occupation, another question has arisen. Is the Berlin housing crisis really created by empty apartments that are not on the market? Research by public broadcaster RBB suggests that this is not the case, though there are no official figures on vacant apartments in Berlin. The last time when vacant apartments were counted was 8 years ago. Then, according to the Federal Statistical Office, there were around 66,000. The number was measured by reading the electricity meters, from which it was derived which apartments might be vacant, but this procedure no longer exists. The independent social research institute Empirica estimates that about 1 in 100 apartments, or a total of about 18,000, are currently vacant. Member of the board Rainer Braun remarked that this would be quite normal because dwellings are reorganized or tenants move, adding that if no dwelling is empty, then also nobody can move. A certain vacancy is required, which currently is slightly above the necessary fluctuation. Braun emphasized that only additional apartments could solve the Berlin housing problem. Wiebke Werner, deputy managing director of the Berlin Tenants Association, comes to the same conclusion. The recent occupation of vacant houses does not reflect the reality in Berlin. Werner admits that speculators who left their apartments empty in order to achieve higher prices when selling do indeed exist, but only a small minority. That's why Werner sees no need to further tighten the legal regulations. He also dismissed assumptions that every second apartment is empty. The figures simply would not confirm this, and the current tension on the housing market also would speak against this theory. The question, rather, should now be how to create cheap apartments again, because vacancies in Berlin are not the urgent problem. Once again, there was a fire in the area of Rigaustrasse in Friedrichshain. Overnight Wednesday, two trailers, garbage cans, and a car were on fire at Leibigstrasse. The fire brigade was able to extinguish the fire quickly, and, according to initial local information, police are currently assuming arson. No one was injured. After 18 years, a missing cat was reunited with its owner this week. The black tomcat was found in a neglected state and handed over to a police station. Since the animal was microchipped, the officers were able to locate the owner, who stated that Kimba escaped 18 years ago, shortly after moving to Berlin, and he did not believe he would ever see him again. Kimba has been checked out by the vet and already has developed a good appetite. Now he needs to get acquainted with indoor living and work on the relationship with a second tomcat in the household. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.